This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As we head toward the holiday season with some new activity restrictions in place, it is nice to know we have someone looking out for activities that we can still enjoy safely. Tanya Pendleton, our Things to Do curator, has some ideas for us, as she does each week. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's a holiday season that we can still find the good in, even though we're facing some new restrictions across the Delaware Valley this week.
Yes, we've done a great deal of reporting on this, and I'd say one of the biggest restrictions in Philadelphia is indoor dining. Museums and gyms are once again closing.
Yes, and each county has its own mandates, but Delaware and New Jersey have instituted similar protocols and restrictions statewide. Events do continue at outdoor venues, but with capacity limits. And as I've said before, check those venue websites for updates and make any reservations as early as possible.
And don't forget to mask up.
Exactly, Jennifer. But even with those parameters in mind, we do have some good options this week.
That is good. Take it away, Tanya.
Fortunately, on streaming media, the show can go on regardless. This week, Opera Philadelphia presents Cycles of My Being, which is an operatic view of life in America from a Black man's perspective. Tenor Lawrence Brownlee and composer Tyshawn Sorey collaborated on a work created completely by artists of color.
Yeah, and Brownlee is so in demand right now, such a young master of his craft. When does that start?
Friday at 8 p.m. via an Opera Pass or a 7-day rental, both of which you can purchase on the Opera Philadelphia website.
Music makes me feel so grounded during this very odd way that we're living our lives. More music, please, Tanya.
I've got you, because I feel the same way. Singer-songwriter Tom Rush is playing live on Saturday night at 8 p.m. in a live stream concert sponsored by the Philadelphia Folk Song Society.
No regrets.
He recovered from the coronavirus earlier this year, thank goodness, so this show is particularly special. You can pay for a ticket just for the performance or one that includes the virtual meet and greet.
At the meet and greet, I would ask him if he remembers his first gig, and it was probably in New England, where he's from, and I'd also ask for a virtual autograph.
You know, that might be a little difficult in the virtual format. They may have to work on that a little bit.
Now this is a story all about how my life got... Oh, okay, this is a clue. It has something to do with our very own Will Smith.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
That song stirs up good memories, especially in Philadelphia. What's happening?
Today is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air 30th anniversary reunion. So gather around your TV sets because this is definitely a must-watch. The entire cast is coming back to reminisce on one of America's favorite TV sitcoms ever. That's Will, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Alfonso Ribeiro, Tatiana Ali, who is married now with two kids, if you can believe that, Karen Parsons, and even Janet Hubert, the first actress to play Aunt Viv. She's showing up too.
Juilliard School trained actress Janet Louise Hubert, who was feuding with Will Smith?
Yeah, she was feuding with him for a really long time, so it's a big deal that she's showing up. It's going to stream on HBO Max, so if you don't already have it, go ahead and just get that free trial.
It's going to be good and joyful, and boy, do many of us need more joyful moments.
Well, we've got some joy for you. Longwood Gardens begins their Christmas at Longwood on Friday. Now, this is a popular event, and with new capacity limits, make sure you get those tickets now. It's going to be going on for a few weeks, so make those reservations early. And Shady Brook Farm in Yardley begins its annual drive-through holiday light show on Saturday, and that goes through January 10th. You can even pick out your Christmas tree while you're there. I did that last year. I had so much fun. Both of these events are outdoors and family-friendly.
Tanya, you dropped by at just the right time this week. Thank you so much for telling us about these events.
Well, you are welcome. And we'll have the latest coronavirus updates as well as details on these events and more at whyy.org/things to do.
Perfect. See you next week.
I'll be here.